of lesbians danced over to us in a tornado of pussy. One of the lesbians from the tornado screamed, "Hey, Kelly, come dance with us."
Maybe later.
Come on, we requested Evanescence.
I do love Evanescence.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Really?
Yeah, I can find someone to hang out with for a while.
Thanks. Save a dance for me?
Yeah, I'll save a dance. I probably won't save a cupcake, but a dance for sure.
Deal.
And with that, she was sucked up into the tornado of pussy, and I didn't see her till the end of the night. I looked around the room to see what I could fill my time doing. There was a dance circle with my friends moshing in it. No thank you. There was a photo booth with props and dumb hats. Nightmare. There was a table filled with desserts and a chocolate fountain. Thank God. I made my way over and set up shop. As I was dunking my 10th Nutter Butter into a cascading waterfall of chocolate, I felt a tap on my shoulder. It was my teacher, Mrs. Smith, and to say she was slightly intoxicated would be an understatement. From her breath and the fact that she was a grown woman forced to chaperone a prom on her night off, I'm going to assume she was alcohol poisoning level wasted. She was the kind of teacher that you knew wanted to be a rock star, and teaching was her fallback. I always enjoyed her class, mainly because she would let us sleep whenever she had a hangover.
Shane, what are you doing over here?
Raising my risk of type 2 diabetes.
You don't already have that?
I know. I'm an underachiever.
You should be out there dancing.
Me? Dance? I'd rather die while masturbating and be found by my mother.
That was specific.
I think about it a lot. Every time I masturbate, I think, this could be it. Maybe I should leave a note.
You do realize I'm your teacher, right?
You do realize you're drunk, right?
Touché. So, where's your date?
She ditched me to hang out with her lesbian friends.
Wow, that's almost so sad, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm hilariously laughing on the inside. I have to keep shoving Nutter Butters into my mouth to keep the laughter from coming out.
You know, high school doesn't mean shit.
Excuse me?
Everyone thinks it's so important. Being popular, going on dates, getting voted prom king. None of it matters. After high school, nobody gives a shit. You go to college as a total loser nobody, no matter how cool you were in high school. And then after you graduate college, you're totally fucked.
Wow, you make a lot of sense when you're drunk.
Hey, 10 years from now, you're gonna be cooler than any of these kids. Mark my words. You got something special.
Thanks. Are you trying to have sex with me?
No, not yet. Maybe in 10 years when you aren't a total loser.
Understandable.
Hey, you wanna dance?
Isn't that, like, highly inappropriate? Like Lifetime movie inappropriate?
Who cares? We only live once.
She took my hand and dragged me to the dance floor. The song changed to a slow jam, making the situation even more awkward, but she didn't care. She pulled me in close and led me like I was the girl. I had never danced with anyone before in my life, and honestly, I was okay with her being my first. What's better than slow dancing with your drunk teacher at the senior prom? Nothing. As the song ended, the tornado of lesbians came around and dropped Kelly off.
Can I cut in?
Oh, of course. I gotta go puke in the parking lot anyways.
Stay classy, Mrs. Smith. Now that I knew how to dance, I grabbed Kelly's hand and led her through the last song of the night. It was pretty romantic. Well, you know, except for the whole she's a lesbian and the thought of me having a penis made her physically ill part. We looked at each other and smiled. Yeah, maybe it was weird going to prom with your best friend who had no interest in you whatsoever. But at least we were experiencing this together. And at least none of us got our period on our white dress. So fine, okay, maybe it wasn't a total car crash of a prom. It was more of a fender bender with a few scratches and a lot of laughs. Acknowledgements. I want to thank everyone in my life who has given me material for this book. I want to thank my family, who has loved me unconditionally and has always been brutally honest with me about my haircuts and my fashion choices. You guys have given me enough material for 10 books. I also want to thank my friends for sticking by my side, even though I constantly chew food with my mouth open and always ask if your passive-aggressive tweets are about me. I want to thank my girlfriend Lisa for holding my hand in public and not making me walk 10 steps behind her. I want to thank my audience, who has supported me since I uploaded my first video to my Shane Dawson TV YouTube channel in 2008. Without you, I would be nothing more than an insecure guy complaining about my life to just my friends and family. Now I have someone else to do that with. Thank you. And lastly, I want to thank God. Dude, you got a sick sense of humor, but luckily so do I. Keep on filling my life with hilarious moments of awkwardness and embarrassment. I'd like this to be the first book of many. It can be like the Harry Potter franchise, except instead of a story of a wizard conquering his demons, it'll be the story of a loser accepting them. Yeah, that sounds like a fun read.
I Hate My Selfie, a collection of essays, was written and read by Shane Dawson. It was recorded by Eric Garcia at 48 Windows in Santa Monica. Editing and post-production by Like 2,000 Pounds. The associate producer was Michael Noble. I Hate My Selfie was produced and directed by Travis Stein. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. I Hate My Selfie is available in print from Keywords Press.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.